Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. We are broadcasting live from the LCMS National Youth Gathering in Christ Alone from New Orleans, Louisiana. And we are in the convention center gearing up for another day here in the hall, in the convention center hall, the exhibitor floor and experiential learning, all kinds of things happening here at the National Youth Gathering. People gearing up for it right now. Lots of young adult volunteers walking through. Joining me at the table right now, Seth Hins from Michigan District. Good morning, Seth.
Good morning. Good to be with you, Andy.
Good to have you here. You're also on the media team here at the National Youth Gathering.
That's correct. I'm serving as social media manager this year and working with a great team of people that are covering content from all the different platforms. So it's been fun.
It's like a giant web of trying to cover all of these things with social media. There's so many things going on. How do you even narrow down where to start?
Where to start? Oh, wow. Well, I think one of the biggest things that we need to do as our church body is really lift up the participants that are here. They're doing some fantastic things throughout the city, and God is really moving in and through them in the city and really being able to bless the city. So, I mean, really putting, I think, the focus on how God is moving here and how God is working in this town right now through the 25,000 people that are here has been fantastic to see on social media, and it kind of makes our job a little bit easier because we don't have to cover everything because there's so much great content that's already coming through all the streams.
Seth, how did you get involved in the National Youth Gathering and end up on the media team?
Sure. Well, last time around in 2013, they wanted to cover social media just a little bit more because it's been enhancing every 3 years. You know, there's a lot of changes that happened in 3 years through social media. So I got connected through a good friend who was kind of already connected with the gathering, and they needed somebody for social media, and I was doing a little bit of that.
And that's your main job at the district, right?
Yeah. That's a little bit about what we do at the district. So I got connected through that, and it's just been great to kind of meet the folks here and connect with the excellent planning team people. So, yeah.
Well, very good. And now you're away from the office for a little bit. This is your office for the week.
This is the office, yeah. We have a little station, little corner of the world, but we are out and amongst the people here in the city, talking to people on the streets and in the convention center, on the experiential floor, really just trying to cover as much ground as we can because there's so much great things happening here.
What are you seeing at the National Youth Gathering? What are the things that are seeing that you're happening that, one that you want to share on social media, but as a parent, as a member of the church, of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, what are you seeing here that is encouraging to you?
That's an excellent question. First, I can't cover it all right here. but if you go to any of your social media platforms and you check out LCMS NYG, you'll be able to see a lot of what's going on, or you check the hashtag NYG2016, you'll be able to see a lot of it. But we've been seeing some great things. One of them, we've seen some pictures coming through just being supportive of the police and the safety officers around the city that are keeping us safe, protecting us throughout this whole experience. Seen some great interaction between the participants and them, even some groups just being with them and praying with them, lifting them up. That's been excellent to see. We've had some connection on Twitter with the local police department, and it's just been fantastic to see that. A lot of pictures from the service aspect of the gathering. There are a lot of meals being packed here. There are some blood donation opportunities here. We had it covered yesterday, kind of on the local news.
Right.
Some of the donations here went to help the crisis going on in Baton Rouge. And so it's just, you know, we've seen things happening through the service of the participants. So it's not just, you know, all fun and games. We're actually seeing kind of the participants bless the city on social media, and it's just been fantastic.
This is the 13th National Youth Gathering of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Social media, I don't even know if that was something we were thinking about when we started National Youth Gatherings years ago. Why is it an important part of National Youth Gathering today? Why communicate via that way, and to whom are we communicating with social media?
Sure. That is a big question. why we're doing it is because social media connects people in a way that just wasn't possible even 3 or even 6 years ago. More people are using it. It's part of their everyday lives. We're coming into an age now where the generation that's coming up The youth that are here participating in this gathering have been on social media or have had it part of their lives more than any other generation. So it's just part of their life, how they speak, how they share their stories of their lives. And we have an opportunity to share the story of the gathering of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and how the intersection of those lives and those resources and those connection points happen. And so social media is just impacting people in a different way. So we have an opportunity to connect with people online, but also feature their stories. And it's really been a great opportunity to lift people up on all different platforms. Specifically, you know, Facebook, we have a really strong connection point to everyone at home that's kind of wondering how things are going. And so we're able to feature photo albums. We're able to feature some of the key videos that are happening so people can look in and see how their youth are experiencing the gathering through daily recaps and a lot of photo albums. On Twitter, we're able to really highlight and lift up youth groups. On Snapchat, there's just been a lot of fun stuff happening and getting people to become more aware of the different connection points on the experiential floor, etc. So there's just a lot of different ways that we've been able to connect with participants here.
So parents and other members of congregations and others who care about youth in our church can see, that they see pictures, they repost, see videos, and see what's happening here at the National Youth Gathering. Even if they're not here, they get a sense of what's happening here.
Absolutely. We've been trying to cover the gathering as live as possible, so at any point you can actually go back through the streams and see exactly what the gathering experience was. If you want to go back on, you know, on Twitter, like at 11:30 at night, you can go back and see everything that kind of happened at Mass Event. You can see all the exactly what we were doing and experiencing as a group here. So being able to cover that on social media kind of creates a permanent record, a permanent story of what happened at this gathering here. And having that in this place and time will just kind of be a great way so anybody can go back and see exactly what everyone experienced. And hashtags that connect people help share that story even more so, because we can do our stuff, but people can add to that public record online of what the experience was, not from our vantage point, but from their vantage point as a participant, and that's huge.
There was a neat element to the Mass event. I think it was maybe the first night, okay, with the hashtag, when as people were posting with hashtag that many of those were showing up on the ribbons around the dome.
Yes,
the digital media ribbons.
We had an event July 16th that we invited our entire church body to the LCMS. It was called This Is My Church at NYG 2016. It started out of an idea that this is our church body. You know, this is the future of the church, and we want to wrap this event in prayer and words of encouragement and to start off the week in a really positive way. And so we invited people through social media to start sending in prayers, words of support, encouraging messages on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, whatever platform they preferred, using the hashtag ThisIsMyChurch at NYG 2016. And we had an overwhelming number of positive messages coming through. When those came in, we were able to show those on the ribbon boards around the Superdome. So we had prayers showing up on ribbon boards as people were walking into the Mass event for the first time, reminding them that while they are here, they are being surrounded and covered in prayer from our entire church body. So it was a really positive event. I was so thankful to see so many positive messages coming through. So it was just a great opportunity for our church.
Another new social media aspect that brings a new dimension to social media for the gathering this year is Facebook Live. A whole new element, a whole new dimension. What does that add to the social media presence for the National Youth Gathering and other opportunities as well?
There are some moments that are kind of those breaking story moments that happen around the gathering. And it could be, you know, when the experiential hall goes for the first time, or when the Mass event actually opens for the first time. And we want to cover those live so that anybody at home who's on Facebook may not be plugged into the live stream yet. They are able to instantly be a part of the gathering, and kind of even though they may be miles away, they can instantly hop and see and be a part of exactly what you're doing. So live gives you an opportunity that just a recorded video won't be. And I think there's just something special about having that instant connection that just brings people into the experience no matter what it is. So having that, it has been great. We've been able to cover some events. We've been able to have our trusted voice, Pastor Matthew Popovitz, just go live and share a little bit about the messages coming out of Mass Event and help to break those down. So it's been fun, and it's been really helpful to help people experience the gathering.
Very good. I've enjoyed watching it as well. It's been helpful to me because it can't be everywhere at one at the you know at the same time. So it's been fun to be able to catch those and talent on camera and the talent behind the camera making that happen so that folks anywhere can see what's happening. I think the first one I saw was probably right before the first Mass event the first night.
Right.
That was fun.
Yep.
Right out on the plaza there.
Right. Yep. Right on the plaza. We were able to kind of go live and show the entire, 25,000 participants about to enter the dome. And we were able to share that moment with our entire Facebook community. So they were able to be a part of it and enjoy kind of seeing the excitement that was on everyone's faces as they were about to experience Mass Event, possibly for the first time. And so just being able to lift up those moments is really special.
Anything you want us, our listeners, to be watching in the next, 24 hours?
In the next 24 hours. There are, if you go to our Facebook page, LCMSYG, or just look National LCMS Youth Gathering, you're going to be seeing some photo albums go up. You're going to be able to take a look at everything that's been happening. You'll see a photo album from the last Mass event. You're going to be seeing some convention center stuff pop up. I really want people to check out Instagram. We have a photo essay team going around right now, capturing some exclusive stories about the gathering and really lifting up kind of individual people's stories and getting them to talk about how God has taken them maybe from a place that was not that great and worked in their lives, drawn them closer to Him, and lifted them out through maybe a difficult time. And being able to feature those stories in an expert way is just, those stories are stories of impact. And if people want to go check that out, it's going to be a great way. So they can check that out on Instagram. We're also going to be lifting a few up on the blog on lcmsgathering.com. But those stories are stories of impact. I think a lot of people will enjoy those.
Another place that you serve, in addition to Michigan District and on the media team here at the National Youth Gathering, a group that's developed, that's kind of emerged on Facebook for those who are serving in a capacity of communicating for their congregation, for a district, for a church body, or for a church organization, Lutheran Communicators on Facebook. It's kind of a hub for those of us who serve in a variety of ways in communications in the church.
Absolutely. So about a few years ago, we started doing this thing where on our Facebook page up in Michigan, we would go live kind of and have office hours where people could chat about any different kind of communications topic. And we kind of grew out of that. We started seeing more and more people start connecting, and they wanted, and groups on Facebook became a lot larger. So Lutheran Communicators was developed, and we've seen, I think we're up around 800 or so Lutherans who are in communication roles, church communications, radio, covering the whole spectrum of our Lutheran church body, people that are in church communication. It's been a great networking spot, a great place to connect, meet people for the first time. So when you actually meet in person someday, you already have a really good, strong relationship kind of built. It's kind of how social media works these days.
Right. There's so many people that I've run into here at the gathering, including you, that I feel like I know so much about, you and these other individuals just through connecting on social media.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think, Lutheran Communicators has become a fun little connection hub where people can meet for the first time and then maybe friend each other out of that. And then they start seeing each other's streams and they become family.
Well, we learn about how we communicate, especially using social media, how we can use these platforms and do our jobs well in terms of communications on behalf of the church. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen some best practices come out. A lot of social media especially changes all the time. So being able to share resources with each other and connect each other to the right resources is increasingly a needed aspect of the group, so people know what's changing, what's happening. But it's also been able to see kind of people emerge a little bit and say, I'm willing to be a part of this group and take on moving us forward into 21st century communication. And it's I love that group. If everyone wants to join, you can. It's a great connection point to learn more about church communication. Again, that's just Lutheran Communicators.
On Facebook. Yeah. Well, Seth, thanks so much for coming over, spending some time with me. I know you've got some stories to cover today. It's a big day.
Yeah. I'll just say I'm so thankful for the team that we have. It makes my job very simple and a lot less stressful. I'm just so thankful for everyone that's on the team serving in the office and out and about. So thank you.
Thanks so much. Seth Hens, Michigan District Media Team here at the National Youth Gathering as well. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Andy.
I'm going to send it back to the studio for a minute. We need to take a quick break. We're broadcasting live. You're on Worldwide KFUO from the National Youth Gathering in New Orleans. You're listening to Faith and Family. Mm-hmm.